This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Discussion is ongoing in the United States about the upcoming impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. One of the big issues is whether witnesses will be called to testify. At a news conference, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats want a full, fair, and honest trial, and Republicans are holding up the process by not allowing new witnesses and documents.
What is a trial with no witnesses and no documents? It's a sham trial. And that's why we feel so strongly that there ought to be witnesses and documents. We made a very reasonable request, equal time for each side.
But at a rally in Florida this weekend, President Trump questioned the need for an impeachment trial at all.
The vote was like 196 or something to nothing. We had three Democrats coming to our side, so we have to say it was a bipartisan vote. You call that bipartisan? Hey, no Republican went to their side.
No decisions are expected until early January. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has struck a defiant tone, saying the Nord Stream 2 and Turk Stream gas pipeline projects will be launched despite U.S. sanctions. Quoted by the Interfax news agency, Lavrov says Russia plans to respond to the new measures. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a bill that included legislation imposing sanctions on firms laying pipe for Nord Stream 2, which seeks to double gas capacity along the northern Nord Stream pipeline route to Germany. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act, which critics have deemed anti-Muslim. The new law allows for Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can prove they were persecuted because of their religion. You're listening to VOA News.